This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Our Midsummer program has been launched. It runs from the 21st of January to the 11th of February. Brendan Cooney is the program manager. Brendan, we got you back. Welcome to Drive.
G'day, Warren. Thanks very much for having us. And welcome to everyone who's tuning in.
Now that the program has been launched, are you bursting to kick it off?
I'm bursting to kick it off. I'm bursting to try and remember most of it. I'm bursting to find the energy to see me through, because we don't only go to the 11th of February. We've got a whole other gig on this year out in the West, which is Queer Photo, that runs through to the 24th of March, but maybe we'll get time to talk about that later.
Yes, definitely. Now, new for 2024 is a Brave Space. What's the concept around this?
So we started our work last year with a theme around a safer space, and we thought as we're developing those themes moving into the future, we really needed to mark a time and a space for those artists in our community, as many people and artists are doing, finding it really tough. So in the current climate, some of the backlashes our communities have had this year, we find that artists are really brushing up against finding their own willpower to continue in a lot of their practices and to continue going out there and expressing their art in all forms where they can. So it really talks to building capacity within our marginalised arts communities and really trying to be a leader in that respect and supporting the shows that really show bravery.
Now, there's one exhibition that I'm very excited about, and it recreates Melbourne's past and present queer nightclubs into a single utopia. Now, this sounds like a bit of a nostalgic trip back in time. How are you going to achieve that?
It's a little bit of nostalgia. Listen, we do it in what we call the Midsummer in Australia Post Art Award every year, and it's turning into quite a wonderful visual arts award that we run every year at No Vacancy Gallery. Out of that last year, we have a series of winners. We have a main winner. We have a People's Choice Award. And Bundura Homestead actually offer a supportive program to someone that they choose to be excelling within DAPA Award. That person this year was Logan Matcher. They did an entry into MAPA last year, and this is a further extension of that work across the year. They've really gone into nightclubs of the past and the present and looked at and got a whole bunch of internal plans and maps and structures, and they've done a whole series of cutting-edge technology to develop that so that the user can actually sit in a space and move through what's a virtual tour of the skeletons and the ghosts of nightclubs of past and future. As Logan mentions, I ran a club in the 90s, you know, we just did what we did, but when you look back, we're up against a lot. We're up against the police, we're up against communities. So there was a great deal of bravery that people had to go out and both put on those events, but also for people to attend. So he's been able to map that, so you can actually go and feel what that centre's like. And it's really looking at and celebrating history and cultural significance of queer nightclubs, paying homage to people who've run them in the past and run them now, and how they fit within the greater scheme and cultural landscape that we have in Melbourne in particular.
I'm very excited about that one. We're chatting with Brendan Cooney, Program Manager for the Midsummer Festival. The program has just been launched. Now, these nightclubs, I mean, they were very safe and welcoming, as you mentioned at the time, and we've already seen that, I suppose, rise in backlash or hostility towards our community recently. How important is Midsummer in not only welcoming all of us, but also showing the rest of the community that there's nothing to fear?
I think that what happened last year, we seem to reach this magic moment in Melbourne where we had over 200 events on in town, and we had a lot of our major institutions supporting us as well as all of our hubs across the city. And I just kept getting phone calls going, what's happening this year? I think what we did is, and what we've tried to do and what the board tried to do 8 years ago and what they're successful in doing, was creating an arts ecology to be supported by Midsummer. So not only did we do the parties and the big events that we're known for, but we wanted to support the plethora of art forms and genres that are out there. How that's developing at the moment is what we really want to do is champion the queer stories that are coming out and the queer story makers. So there's a lot of people within our community already doing work, producing great events and having good success in that. What Midsummer aims to do is find parts of our community that aren't being represented and try and shine a bit of a spotlight on that, provide some support, whether that's financial or producing support, to try and get these shows up, to further show and to further develop that arts ecology. We're finding it's working really well. Last year, we don't take ticket revenue. I mean, some of that goes back to the producers and the artists. We were up 50% across the board last year in revenue that came. All that says to me is whatever we're doing, whatever our producers are doing, whatever our artists and our storytellers and our directors are doing, we're doing it well. And the public is recognising that. They're voting with their feet. They're going to multiple shows. And they're really embracing the fact that not only do we have Christmas and the other pleasure of celebrations across the Christmas and New Year period, but we have a fantastic 3 weeks of arts of all forms across so many venues and major institutions.
Brendan, can I share with you a little fear of mine? And that is going to a toilet and doing my business, and then the toilet blocks and it overflows. Now, I believe this is something that is actually happening. My fear is being realised by an artist. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we have a wonderful show on at the Victorian Arts Centre this year, and it is called Overflow. It's been written
great
by
name.
A wonderful, good, and it's all sitting within, as you said, a toilet at a nightclub. Written by Travis Salabanza, one of the UK's prominent trans voices, and they actually did a work here last year called Burgers, and the year before. It's really a flood, as you said, a flooding toilet cubicle, and they're determined not to be rescued again. So Rosie, who's a trans person, has arrived in this toilet and is sort of in the midst of trying to work out as a trans person, does this toilet suit me? Am I in the right place? And sort of exploring all the issues that you may explore as a trans individual in our community. So it also talks to all of those fabulous connections that some of us might have made in toilets. You know, we might have been in a nightclub dancing our butt off. You go to the toilet. I know of so many people that have met their partners, their boyfriends, their girlfriends, In those situations. They were the only situation which was brightly lit where you could actually hear each other talk. So it's about drunken heart-to-hearts by dirty sinks. It's friendships who are forged through that. And we're wonderfully supported. It's a work that's been developed by Darlinghurst Theatre Company. And it comes with it a whole bunch of safety for our trans artists and our trans community to come and see the show and really celebrate what is really a lovely, joyous story at the end of the day.
I'm looking forward to that one. And you are right. I mean, a lot of people meet people, don't they, in the toilet? But I wonder if it comes up in a dinner conversation when you say, oh, where did you meet your partner? Did you say at the nightclub or in the toilet? But Brendan, genuine connection, I suppose it can be something that eludes a lot of us. But give a drag queen a torch and we're bound to find us. Tell us about that.
Torch Song Trilogy. Yeah, they're doing a wonderful work at Chapel Off Chapel this year with a wonderful production team out there that has some success telling stories. So based on the Torch Song Trilogy, the movie, they're doing a wonderful piece out there at Chapel Off Chapel. I can't remember the dates, but that's what midsummer.org.au is for. That'll give you all the hot information on that show out there. But it's going to be a wonderful offering as well. And like I said earlier, trying to support those people who tell our stories. So it's not just our actors, it's not just our producers, but our directors. And a great up-and-coming director, Cal Robertson-Taylor, who we're supporting, and Phoebe Taylor, who we're supporting in this work. And as I said, continue to tell and explore wonderful stories from LGBTQIA communities.
Now, those who are mourning the end of this year's Melbourne Queer Film Festival, do not fear, because I believe it's going to sort of resurface a little bit in midsummer.
Melbourne Queer Film Festival have got a wonderful offerings. They're doing midsummer movies with us. So they've curated a series of movies that will be on for everyone at ACME. And that'll be something definitely worth seeing to those people who are fans of movies and Melbourne Queer Film Festival, a wonderful offering in there. We've got some of the shows here. They've got Laugh Out Proud shorts. They've got a series. There's a whole raft of things there. Sorry, at the Capitol on the 27th and 28th of January. So that's when QFF presents Midsummer Movies.
And finally, Brendan, of course, Midsummer wouldn't be complete without the major events. Is Victoria's Pride returning this year or next year?
Victoria's Pride is returning this year. We've got a bookend through our big festival now, so Midsummer Carnival, 21st of January, kicks off at Alexandria Gardens. Victoria's Pride, on the 11th of Feb, celebrated the 40th year of decriminalisation of being queer in Melbourne, in Victoria, 2 years ago, and the government continues to fund that as an individual and distinct project. So that takes over Gertrude and Smith Street and runs all day over there with activities happening in window fronts, on the street, community vendors, etc., all the way through two big stages, lots of First Nations programming. Their program hasn't been released yet, but that will be released in the next little while. So keep an eye out on our website for that full range of offerings that's going to take place on at Victoria's Pride on the 11th of February.
So our Midsummer Festival returns Sunday the 21st of January to Sunday the 11th of February next year. Brendan, I'm excited. Thanks for joining us.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for having us on, Warren.
Thank you. Brendan Cooney, the program manager for Midsummer Festival.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.